You're listening to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Data has revealed the digital performance of all countries in Europe. Apple Pay has had a successful launch in China, and Facebook at Work has added its biggest enterprise to its customer base. The European Commission has released its Digital Economy and Society Index for 2016. The index measures the digital performance of each European country and focuses on five key areas: connectivity, digital skills, internet penetration, integration of digital technology, and digital public services. Denmark scored the highest on the index, followed by the Netherlands, Sweden, Finland, and Belgium. On the other end of the spectrum, Romania had the lowest score, followed by Bulgaria, Greece, Italy, and Croatia. When looking at connectivity, 71% of Europeans now have access to high-speed internet, up from 62% last year. Turning to digital skills, there's plenty of room for improvement, with 45% lacking even basic digital skills. Despite this, 76% of Europeans manage to go online at least once a week. Reading news websites is the most popular online activity, followed by online shopping, social media, online banking, and making voice or video calls. Looking at the integration of digital technology in businesses, 34% of businesses now use technology to share information amongst workers. 18% now use social media, and 16% of small to medium-sized businesses, or SMEs, sell online. Even less are embracing cross-border e-commerce, with just 7.5% of SMEs selling their products online to other countries. Turning to digital public services, there has been a slight increase in the number of public services now available online, such as registering a new address, birth or death with the authorities, but no corresponding increase in its use. Apple Pay has had a successful launch in China. 3 million people activated Apple Pay on their phones within the first 2 days alone. Apple Pay has partnered up with 19 banks in China, covering 80% of all bank cardholders in the country. Users who have the most recent Apple products will be able to add their bank card details to the payment platform and will then be able to use their iPhone, iPad, or Apple Watch to buy products in any shop with a contactless payment reader. China is the fifth country that Apple Pay has rolled out in. It also has a presence in the US, Canada, the UK, and Australia. Mobile payments are very popular in China. Apple Pay goes up against already established competitors such as Alipay, TenPay, and WeChat Pay. Facebook at Work has added its biggest enterprise to its customer base. The Norwegian mobile carrier Telenor has added 36,000 of its employees to Facebook at Work. Facebook at Work is a professional social network that enables businesses to create their own internal networks. It's separate from Facebook and is intended solely for businesses to allow their employees to communicate with one another and facilitate group projects. It's currently in closed beta and has over 450 companies on its network and around 60,000 companies on its waiting list. It's due to launch globally later this year. And finally, BlackBerry's BBM is the most popular instant messaging service in Indonesia. BlackBerry's dominance in the country may come as a surprise to many, as BlackBerry smartphones account for less than 1% of all smartphones worldwide. In Indonesia, however, BBM leads the way with 55 million monthly active users ahead of Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp, with both having just 50 million monthly active users. BlackBerry intends to hold on to its lead in Indonesia, and to achieve this, has launched several new features recently, such as in-app shopping, mobile payments, and advertising tools for companies. A spokesperson from BlackBerry said that it was the company's aim to become the WeChat of Indonesia, combining chat, e-commerce, and advertising. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service at webcertain.tv to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. I'll see you next time.